Unit 3. Gifts. Listening and speaking. 1. Listening. A. Making proper responses. Choose the best answer to the questions you hear.
1. Thank you for your birthday gift for me, Tom.
2. How much is the necklace that you bought for Lily's birthday?
3. Would you mind giving me the photo as a farewell gift?
4. How can I help you?
5. What do you think of the tea set as a gift for Frank and Karen's wedding? 6. Short conversation. Choose the best answer according to what you have heard. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a Father's Day gift.
How about getting your father a new wallet?
How much is that black wallet?
Oh, it's only $40.95.
That's too expensive for me.
How about this brown one?
It's good, but it doesn't have a place for pictures.
How about this tie?
That's really nice, but the price tag says $20.99, and I don't have that much money.
Well, then, how about 15?
Oh, thanks. I'll take it.
1. What is the woman shopping for?
2. How much is the black wallet?
3. Why doesn't the woman like the brown wallet?
4. What does the woman decide to buy?
5. How much does she have to pay?
6. Dictation. Fill in the blanks in the following passage according to what you have just heard. In addition to a few symbolic gifts, many other products are considered suitable presents by Americans. They like to say that it is not the kind of gift that matters, but the thought is what counts. Traditional gift-giving times are weddings, birthdays, Christmas, and anniversaries. You are expected to choose a gift for your romantic partner at least on your 6-month or yearly anniversaries. If you forget, she or he might decide to forget about you.